7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Think like an engineer. That's what students at Jamerson Elementary School in St. Petersburg have been hearing for the past 13 years. You could say it was STEM before STEM was cool. Of course, there are many other schools that focus on science, technology, engineering, and math these days, but Jamerson's approach has caught the attention of a recent technology education conference in Orlando. It named Jamerson the top elementary STEM program in the nation. State Impact Florida's Kathy Carter takes you inside several Jamerson classrooms to find out what's going on.
Say you're on a roller coaster plunging down a steep hill and the track suddenly takes a razor-sharp turn. How do you not fall off? A team of five fourth graders are trying to figure that out by placing a tiny silver marble on top of a model they've been building in Jamerson Elementary's fabrication lab.
It's working, it's working, it's working!
Oh my, really?
The test marble flies off the track and crashes into a nearby container of Legos. Student engineer Lucas Woodard is undeterred, though. He says adjusting a section of the track could fix the problem.
When it turns, it will be able to affect its speed.
That ability to persevere through setbacks is a key principle at Jamerson, a place where state academic requirements are connected to engineering ideas on a daily basis. Labor statistics predict there will be more than 9 million Americans working in science, technology, engineering, and math fields by 2022, and that's made STEM a buzzword within education and among politicians nationwide. Lucas Hefty is the school's program coordinator. He says when Jamerson opened, it made sure to emphasize the E in STEM, and they do so starting in kindergarten. Here he says a music lesson might include a session on instrument design, and 3D printers are used for art projects.
In our case, we see STEM as more of an integrated curriculum that stretches across the school day. So our kids are learning science concepts, they're learning to measure and collect data in math, they're researching topics in language arts, and they're putting all of that together into engineering design challenges.
Over in Debbie O'Hare's fifth grade class, students are getting their STEM with a dash of social studies and economics. It's part of a five-week study on space that leads up to an overnight trip to the Kennedy Space Center. Today, O'Hare launches a debate about investing in the country's space program.
You probably will start to lean to one idea versus another idea.
Student Jose Revirevon jumps in with an opinion.
I had a pro. It could improve the knowledge of worlds unknown.
Why do you think it would be important to do that?
It would be amazing to just see new life forms that we haven't seen before. Who wouldn't want to see that?
The discussion evolves, and suddenly, students are talking about the importance of education and of understanding math. Demaria Rayford chimes in, saying that as a Jamerson student, she's kind of an expert already.
I am really good at multiplying fractions and decimals, and adding and subtracting fractions.
Her self-assurance is no accident. Hefty says STEM education is especially important for girls, a demographic well represented at Jamerson, but not in the STEM workforce.
What we found is that our students go to middle school with more confidence, with more willingness to compete with the boys. So we're finding that they're more successful than students coming from traditional schools.
Fifth grader Shante Schuler is a prime example.
No, I don't feel intimidated at all by boys. I feel like they should be intimidated by me.
Although today, fewer women study STEM in college than men, Schuler's teacher say the girls at Jamerson and their generation will change that blueprint. For State Impact Florida, I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.